What is it, stamps? Is it coins? Is it anything to do with rocket ships or magic? No, it's a hobby. I know it's a hobby. Dr. Wheel, what is my hobby? Dr. Wheel, what is a hobby? Getting back with that funky ass shit. Now that's my hobby. That's my hobby. I'm getting down.
Hello there. How are you doing? I'm great. Thanks for asking. You're back. I'm back. We're back. We're all here. You're on Hobbies with Dr. Wheel. This week, doing something fun yet again. Doing another hobby yet again. I have on for the first time, though, a female guest. I was taking a lot of heat through the email, a lot of heat through the Twitter, saying, you've turned this into a boys' club. You hate women. Women are stupid. Women don't do anything that's entertaining. Well, you know, maybe. But I didn't want to be the one responsible for that. I wanted to say, hey, I like women just as much as the other people that for some reason like women. So, I have on my first female guest. We have a lot of fun together. She's someone near and dear to me, a coworker, as well as something that you'll find out in this podcast is more dear to my heart than work. I'm a Jew, though, so money is important to me. Don't get that wrong. We also find out at the very end of this hobby that it has a dark and sinister side that we weren't really all that aware of. There was indication of it, but to think that it actually was, it was a slap in the face. Enjoy yourselves. And we're podcasting.
Awesome.
So I've been taking a lot of flack through the email, through the Twitter. A bunch of bullshit. People say that this has turned into a boys' club. I want to tell them, hey, I can get in touch with my girly side. I've got a big girly side. If I had a dollar for every time someone would say I was gay, I wouldn't have to do this podcast and make the millions of dollars I'm making off of it. Like, I could be retired by this point. So, would you go ahead and squash the rumor that this is a boys' club and go ahead and tell everybody that you're a female?
I am a female.
And she has not been paid to say that.
No.
So, welcome to my house.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. This breaks down boundaries. It really has been a boys' club of sorts. It's mostly because a lot of females are scared of me. They don't want to get raped or killed.
So
they don't come to my house. What can you do? How have you been lately?
Oh, I've been fantastic. How have you been?
I've been great. By the way, everybody, this is Kelly.
Hi.
This is one of my favorite people in the world.
Aww.
That's not a lie. We have an ongoing relationship that, it's been rocky at times.
Yeah.
We've seen better days, but we've also had worse days.
Absolutely.
This is my ex-wife. She finds that funny. Yeah, it's really funny to be divorced. I remember when we were getting married. Remember what I said? Remember what I whispered in your ear when we were up on, can I call it a stage? Or the pulpit? It wasn't the pulpit. That's where the preacher speaks. Stage?
Stage.
What the fuck is the term?
The
stage. Let's go with stage.
Let's go with stage.
Do you remember what I whispered in your ear?
Absolutely.
What was it? Tell everybody. Go ahead. It's too funny. I'll go ahead and tell him. She's dying because it was funny. I go, I can't wait till we get divorced. And look, here we are.
Here we are.
Divorced. It's just as I thought it would be. I'm fucking paying you most of my money that I make on my time. And there you are. You sit on your throne in your palace. And you have fucking cats everywhere that you're feeding on my dime. You have that one, you have that thing, the DVD player, which I can't afford anymore. Yeah, I had to give that to you in the divorce. I lost everything. The station wagon, the elf DVD that we loved so much.
The yard gnomes. Take all the yard gnomes.
Yeah, I didn't want those anyways. I really asked you to take them because we didn't have a yard. That's what so why do you have these fucking yard gnomes inside? This is just cluttering up the fucking house. By house, I mean apartment.
Yeah.
But it was a mess. Living with you was probably the worst and best times of my life.
Well,
and by best, I do mean awful.
I agree totally.
Yeah. Folks, I'm happy to have her on, and I'm disgusted to have her in my sight.
We could put a bag over your head.
Yeah, that would help you, wouldn't it? But how would that help me?
Well, it always helped me in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know what else? What also would have helped?
What's that?
I don't want to get into that on the podcast. But let's just say if I didn't have sex like a guy rides a bull in the rodeo. I think the viewers at home may know what I'm talking about.
That's kind of a low blow.
8 seconds. And that's when you're staying on for the full ride of the bull. 8 seconds. Anyways, we're not here to discuss our marriage or the shell of a marriage that used to be.
No.
We're here to do a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in the world, people, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. What am I going to do with my time? I'm so bored. That's where I come in. And that's where you come in today. We're here to give America something. Not anybody else. This is a podcast for America. Fuck everybody else. If you're listening in Canada, turn it off now. Shut your phone off. Shut your radio off. Whatever you're listening on, turn it off. Thank you. I guess you wouldn't have heard me say thank you. But America, this is for you.
All right. Rock on, America.
Yeah. America, they did invent rock and roll. Mm-hmm. You're right. So, this week I wanted to do something that, as a child, I read a book.
Mm-hmm.
One book, as a child,
Big
that
book.
I read. Yeah, mm-hmm. One. I didn't have any more time for any of that shit. That, you know...
Well, no.
I was amazed I could read.
Games.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do the video games either. I was more in.
Yeah. You were into dolls.
Yeah. Barbie. I had a lot of Ken dolls. I had the Ken doll that had, I don't know what one it was called, but it had a chimpanzee that, like, its legs and arms would strap around like it was hugging Ken. And I remember playing with my sister Barbies and, you know, Ken had the pet chimpanzee for some reason. And I guess my mom thought it would develop me, and look where I am now. Thanks, Mom. I read in a book that this girl did something every day, all day, which it blew my mind. Like, how can you possibly do that a full day? But every day of your life.
Hmm.
And later on, this book was turned into a movie... A movie picture show where this girl did this, goes to a factory and gets in trouble for doing this. I'm going to go to the closet of hobbies while you ponder what I'm speaking about.
Hmm.
From the closet of hobbies.
Oh my goodness.
Bubblegum Factory makes over 8 different bubblegums. Make gobs of gums. Make fruity, sour, and minty gum. Mix your own unique flavors. I'm talking, of course, about Veruca Salt. How she would chew gum, go to bed, and put the gum behind her ear. Chew that gum the next day. Like,
that's,
I was like,
gross. That's really gross, by the way.
Bitch, get a new piece of gum. It's gum's not that expensive.
No.
I guess when you're a kid, maybe. Whoa. Okay, I opened the box. And I gotta see what age. Age 8 plus. We're back. We're back, 8 plusers.
every hobby I've done except one has been for 8+, so I've deemed my my followers, my viewers, the 8+ers. It's just a bag of white powder. I've purchased those before, but they've never been to make gum with. So, directions will be needed. Usually we throw out the directions because it's, you know, a guy's club. All of this is just giving me the origins of where gum came from. New York, Texas, Santa Ana, New York, World War II. Pretty much we have the gist of where gum came from. Corn syrup. Right. Anyways. blueberry, candy kiss, commercial chewing gum, state of Maine spruce gum. All right. Step one, mix it. Let's get right into this. There's no reason to dawdle. We got to make some gum. We're going to chew on some gum today.
Sounds like fun.
I figure that you'll make one flavor, I'll make one, we'll, you know, chew it, share it.
Like
we used to do. Remember when we were married and you would buy Orbitz and I would buy the other gum that we bought? And and you would chew some and I'd be like, give me some of that Orbitz. And you wouldn't want mine because it was like the knockoff.
Zeebits.
Zeebits, black licorice chewing gum.
So gross.
And I wouldn't want to chew it. I'd want your Orbitz. But Zeebits was so cheap that I would try and trade you and you'd just get mad and say, why don't you buy Orbitz? And I was like, give me a dollar instead of a nickel and I'll buy it. But no.
You should have just saved your nickels until you had a dollar. You didn't need me to give you a dollar.
If I had one nickel a day, how many days would it be till I had enough money to buy Orbitz? Who knows, but it would have been a long time. I don't know. Yeah, like a couple months. I don't know.
But you would have appreciated that Orbitz a lot more.
But Zeebits was there. Zeebits was on the shelf, and, you know, black licorice gum, yum. Mm-hmm. That was a commercial, too. Do you remember that one gum that I got that you were like, never fucking buy that again?
Yeah.
Bubble cum. Yeah. It had the flavor of lemon, and in the commercial, there were children chewing it, and they go, oh, lemon! Mmm, cum! And and then bubble cum came over the screen, and I was like, oh, we'll try that. And it was awful because there was cum in the center of it. And the lemon flavor, and then the cum, and the commercial didn't do it justice.
Obviously, I'm not into that sort of thing because I never did it for you while we were married. Maybe while we were dating, but never while we were married.
Chew so, bubble cum?
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, cook. Yeah, you didn't cook much. So anyway, let's get down to this. What we're going to need is a microwave and a spoon, a bowl. That's it. This is going to be rather easy to do. You know, with everything you took from me, I still have that.
All right, good deal.
Thank you, Salvation Army. It may not match, but it gets the job done. So I will go off into the kitchen, proffer some bowls, and we'll mix up what we want to make and, I guess, choose the flavor. All right.
All right.
Trail. Seems to be all around it, din and a pale repel. Driving on down to the beach to see the blue and the grey. Seems to be all on its rosy, it's a beautiful day. Will you please keep on the track? Cause I almost want you back. I know what you are, you are a gigolo, aren't you? You're the gigolo, aren't you? Yes, I know what you are a gigolo, aren't you? You're the gigolo, aren't you?
So add 1 tablespoon of gum base. Let's open this up. Find the gum base. Look at that bag of cocaine. Mm-hmm. Damn.
That takes me back.
Mm-hmm. Gum base. I might just chew some of this for a while. If you've listened to previous podcasts, which I know you can't because of the restraining order, but we did a science episode where we just put everything in our mouths that told us not to. So this gum base, it's just going to be chewy, right? Oh, that looks nasty. Oh, so give that a smell. That's what we're going to be chewing on.
That's horrible.
That's what we're going to be chewing on. So put a teaspoon in each of these. Mm-hmm. Or a tablespoon, my bad.
Okay.
I got to heat that up.
This is not the easiest stuff to scoop out.
Well. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
There we go.
One. It wants me to use an oven mitt with a microwave after heating it for 20 seconds. I don't think.
That's for 8-year-olds, right?
You're right, but 8+, and I'm part of the plus.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's directed at me, too. So 20 seconds, and this should be gooey, it says. Right on.
Doesn't that take you back?
Oh, it does.
When you used to make lasagna in the microwave?
Oh, yeah.
God, that tasted good.
Let's not forget all the Stouffer's. Salisbury steak.
And when payday came around, Hungry Man.
Oh, yeah. Hungry Man. Most of the time, it was just either mac and cheese or ramen noodles.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's done.
Dinner time. You can't put them in there together. Remember the first time we put the two Stouffer's mac and cheese in there together, and it took 16 minutes? It was bullshit. Yeah. I was like, what? It doesn't say anything about not putting two in there together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You would think. Well, to be honest, is it marketed towards single people, TV dinners?
I don't think so. I mean, what else is a housewife supposed to make for her husband at the end of a long day?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, yeah. We're gooey. We're gooey.
We have goo.
Okay. So give you a spoon to mix that goo up with. And what we're supposed to do is, we're supposed to do this until it's a good gooey consistency.
Now it looks like gum.
You're right. I kind of want to pop some in my mouth. Take a look at this, folks at home. Oh, it smells
horrible, though.
It smells like. It
smells like glue.
Yeah, but I was going to think, I've been remodeling my house and, like, the stuff that they use to put the tile on the wall.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like. And I bet this could do the same thing.
I bet it could.
So, let's chew on it.
Yeah, let's put that in our mouth.
I've heard that maybe once before in my life. And it wasn't from you. Boom. Nailed it. Okay, so what we're going to do is add some corn syrup, which is what's going to make this taste like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to add a teaspoon, which is pretty much impossible because it's just as gooey as... God, how do people do this in a factory? I can't get it off of the spoon, the gum. The corn syrup is stuck in the measuring cup. This is just a fucking mess. 8-year-olds couldn't possibly do this.
Oh, no. They would have lost their patience.
Oh, right? It's all over me.
Usually I'm the one that says that.
One teaspoon of that and give it a mix. And if you can't mix it, we got to microwave it for a couple more seconds. I'm having a hard time myself, so I'm thinking we're both going to have to microwave this stuff. Oh, my God.
I'm going to give it my best effort.
It says we can add food coloring, but it's not provided, and God knows I don't have food coloring. We can add food coloring. Once we have it heated up, it's time to add the flavor, whatever flavor we want to chew. Now, there is watermelon, extreme mint, blueberry, and citric acid. I think I'll chew the citric acid flavor. I definitely will be chewing the citric acid flavor. What do you feel like?
How about blueberry?
All right.
I'm going to be adventurous.
All right. Does yours need to be heated up, too?
Yeah, I'm just
a little. This is BS.
Total BS.
Like, if you were a parent and your kids had this shit, would you even let them make it?
Hell no.
So far, my hands are pretty sticky. Are yours at all?
Yeah, mine are sticky. Yeah.
For, I would say 12 plus on this.
Yeah.
And what 12-year-old's like, I want to make my own gum. I don't want to
buy it. Can I please?
So, as far as a hobby goes.
This one kind of blows.
blows bubbles, but, oh, this is way better. I wouldn't say that this is a hobby that children can do. I would save this for people my age. Like, my gum is everywhere now.
Yeah.
You heat it up, and it turns into a fucking spider web.
Ooh, yeah.
This is bullshit.
I so want to go work in a gum factory now.
So, you want to make the blueberry?
Yes.
Half a teaspoon of blueberry flavored, plus 2 tablespoons of powdered sugar. And I want to make citric acid, which it has no recipe for that, because I'm guessing you really don't want to choose citric acid flavored gum. So I'm gonna do the same thing you do.
Okay.
Just a teaspoon.
I'm going to open up the bag of crack.
Ooh, this smells awful too. I have a feeling I'm doing a bad thing. It looks like... like the salt granules that you get on a margarita glass.
Yeah, it does.
Mine is going to be crispy. I might go with a little bit of extreme mint.
Oh, you're going to do like a minty, citrusy flavor.
That's gonna be interesting. Just, I just put a pinch, of mint in there to take the edge off, I guess.
Yeah.
And as for sugar, I'm not much on sugar. I'm going to go with maybe 1/8 tablespoon. So, we get to mix it up, and it's still a spider web, basically. Mm-hmm. Mine kind of smells like mint now.
Mine smells better, too.
What's it smell like? Blueberries?
This is... no.
What would you describe it as?
Still smells kind of like plastic, only with sugar now.
Mine does, yeah, mine totally smells like something that you would use to build with, but I am going to chew it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we might make another flavor after this if these suck. There's plenty of time. You know, I don't know when it's done, so I'm going to go ahead and just chew mine.
I don't know either.
It's warm, it's gooey, it's like I've already chewed it and I've stepped on it and it's on my fucking shoe and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what this consistency of this gum is. So.
Yeah. It looks delicious. You know, it's too bad we never.
Oh! Mine's sour. It's citric acid. This is good shit. What do you think?
Mm.
Oh my god, mine's so sour. Oh my god, it's so sour. Try what I made. Mm. Oh my god. My mouth is watering so much. My mouth is like a giant spitball. This is so sour. This is worse than like those warheads. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, warheads.
They dare you to keep them in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
This is way worse than that. Oh my god. Make some citric acid gum next time. This is great.
Ew. I still have some blueberry left. I didn't put the whole.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try and blow a bubble. But last time I tried, I almost puked. All right. It's real hard to put my tongue directly on it. It burns. All right, I'll try again.
Okay, mine's not that bad.
Mine is bad.
Compared to yours.
It's so sour. It's not good bubble gum. It's very chewy, but I can't blow a bubble. I have a whole... Okay. I'm going to take that out.
Yeah.
I want to try some blueberry. Because what I just chewed was... Oh, yours has so much sugar on it.
Well, yeah.
Really mine was still really
didn't
gummy.
Put very much sugar in yours.
Oh. Now that is heaven compared to what I was then in my mouth. Like, I could chew that all day. You're great. It tastes like sugar and flavor. I dare you to pop that in your mouth. Oh, that's actually a reprieve from what I...
Oh. Yeah.
No, I like yours. Again. Compared to mine, yours is just fantastic.
Really?
So...
I can still taste that smell that it smelled like in the beginning.
Pseudo-blueberry. It's good. Mm-hmm. Citric acid flavored gum will make you think twice. Yeah. Make you think twice about everything that you've done in your life up to this point.
Well, anything named citric acid probably is. Yeah, I mean.
So let's make another flavor. How about that?
Sounds good.
I think I want to mix all the flavors. And do you want some citric acid in yours?
Absolutely. Let's go. Let's
I think I'm going to put anything, any of the citric acid you don't use will go in my gum. So
do you just want to make like one bigger batch?
You want to make one huge batch of everything?
And oh yeah.
That's a high five, folks. You heard it. And we're going to go ahead and make super gum and give it to everybody that we come across in the streets.
Oh yeah.
Now there is so much gunpowder, what is this? Gum base in this bowl compared to what we had to use to make the previous batch. We used maybe like 20, 30 beads. This has hundreds of beads.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work on getting this
corn syrup.
I'm going to fire this up
towards the top of the baggie while you're doing that. I'm gonna need this bag a little bit.
I'm gonna get a cup of coffee because I gotta fucking get that shit out of my mouth. Keurig, I'm still here, still sponsoring you guys for free. Go ahead and send me all the coffee you can for free. Right now I'm drinking Starbucks K-Cups. Delicious. May I say that whatever you want to send me that's free... I'll take it. I've had stuff from Green Mountain. I've had stuff from Cafe Express. No, Cafe Escapes. My bad. They follow me on Twitter. So can you. Go ahead and look up The Doctor's Couch on Twitter or email hobbieswithdrwheel@gmail.com. Come fucks with me. Time that it took to brew this cup of Keurig delicious Starbucks coffee. K-Cups. Buy them at a local store near you.
You know, I love the Keurig. I should have taken it with me in the divorce.
It's the one thing I gotta keep.
And the one thing you shouldn't have. Well, no, let's take that back. Of course, I should have taken everything, but I definitely should have taken the Keurig.
You should have, but you don't even drink coffee.
Yeah,
so,
but with the alimony that you pay me, I was able to buy a better Keurig. So
the what? It sits on the counter?
Well, no. I use it to entertain my man friends that I have over all the time.
Before or after?
Oh, you know. Sometimes.
No, I don't know. I don't know because it didn't happen enough. Sometimes daring?
Yeah, I'm like, would you like me to stop and make you a nice
tea, coffee, cocoa? Cup of
whatever.
That's fucking bullshit.
At least I'm not doing it with your Keurig.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think we're ready. So.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's ready. Do you want to open up all the pack? I guess everything.
Do we need everything but corn syrup first?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. You want to squirt that in there?
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The trick is getting it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Now, this is a strenuous exercise here.
Pretty much what you're doing is getting your exercise for the day. This yeah. This is basically like running 4 miles.
I'm going to give myself carpal tunnel trying to get this out of this bag.
Yeah. I've never seen corn syrup in a baggie. It's not the most convenient place to put corn syrup.
No. Believe it or not, it's not. Okay.
I can't believe they would give this to children. Like, especially the citric acid. If I would pop that gum back in my mouth, it would still be just as sour.
All right, I think I've pretty much got everything that I'm going to get out of it.
I'm not putting all of that powdered sugar in there. I'm not. There's so much. There's so much.
Yeah, that's a pretty big bag of powdered sugar.
I have no idea why.
Eyeball it.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. All the flavors are now going in. All the watermelon just went in. If you'll listen now, it sounds like that was blueberry. Correct. Mm-hmm. If you guessed at home that that was mint, you are right. And all the citric acid is in there. I'm going to go ahead and give this a stir for a few minutes. Oh, it smells amazing. Ah. Oh, it smells like, you remember bubble tape?
Oh, yeah.
6 feet of bubble gum for you, absolutely. Not them.
Yeah. One time I was in second grade.
Oh.
And, I had a roll of bubble tape hanging in my desk, and my teacher was getting so pissed off at me because, like, every time she turned around, I had a new piece of gum in my mouth, and she'd make me
be
spit
like,
it
girl.
Out. And she'd make me spit it out, and then I'd
what was her name?
Mrs. Howe. And yeah, she got so pissed off at me, and then finally, one of the little boys that didn't like me told on me. And
that
like,
son of a bitch.
I know.
I bet he didn't amount to anything. I wouldn't go that far. I'm not into the gang mentality. But I bet that guy didn't make it in life.
Last time I knew he was working at Walmart, I don't know.
Bingo. Tell you the truth, I cannot wait to get my hands on this flavor.
Oh, me neither.
Whatever
I'm
it is.
Super psyched. It does smell good.
Yeah, it does. It smells very minty.
I can actually smell it now that it's warmer. Like,
it's going to be so minty and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go ahead and eyeball some powdered sugar into it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's see where that gets us. Oh, yeah.
If we ever had children when we were married, like, they would have loved this shit. They would have been like, Mommy and Daddy aren't mad at each other. They're making gum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I told the cats I was coming over here before I left, and they asked me to tell you hi.
I like how you refused to do that until now.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but
you know how I feel about
I just
you
think
and the
that
cats. I mean, before I got custody of them, you were saying things, and then you turned them against me.
That's not true. They were against you from the get-go.
They love me. They love their mother.
The point is, the point I'm trying to make, I don't really want to get into this argument with you again. But the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people going through rocky relationships. And if this can distract them from tearing out each other's throats for 5 minutes in front of their kids,
they should totally
make some motherfucking gum together.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, it's It's an arduous task because you're stirring, you're trying to figure out, why did I put all this citric acid in there? And, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But, that being said, there are some things that can go right.
Yeah.
Such as family time.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of hard to argue while you're trying to stir this.
Yeah, trying to make a good flavor of gum. All your concentration is going towards this sticky mess of bullshit.
Yeah.
And
instead of the sticky mess of bullshit that is our
that your relationship is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that being said, I fucking love this gum. Like, this gum, if we would have had it, it could have patched up things between us. You know?
Yeah, it really could have held us together.
Mm-hmm. Without bursting any bubbles. Let's go ahead and... I'm going to get in here and try some of this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, it's a sticky... I don't even know if I can grab some. It might need a little more powdered sugar. I didn't put any powdered sugar in mine, though. So... Yeah. I'm going to give it a try.
Just throw a little bit more in there.
Oh, it's very sour.
Oh. Yeah.
It's very, 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 very sour.
Oh, let me have some before you mix it in too much, then. I'm gonna take...
Oh, my God. It's not quite as sour as mine, but... Woo!
Ooh! Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I think it's getting more sour as I chew it more.
Oh, my God.
Warheads has nothing on this shit. It's so sorry.
I'm so disgusting. Take it,
people at home, take a look at her face. she's having it. No. She's going into a conniption fit. All right, it's spider webbing on me. When it spider webbed, that meant before it was done to me.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
Do you want to take this to people that we know and give it to them? Mm-mm. Like roll it up.
I totally think we should.
You what?
I think we should.
I really want. I want to give this to everybody at work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. This one lost the sourness. Mine never did. This is okay now. It's not so sour. But.
Yeah.
That one, if I would put it back in my mouth, would be just as sour and I'd probably never lose it. I kind of want to do it. I'm going to go ahead and think. Because this one's kind of. It's all right. I mean, there's no flavor distinction that it said was. None of the flavors taste like what they're intended to.
Oh, no. They don't.
But the citric acid is doing what it intends to.
So, now that we've added a little more powdered sugar, I'm going to stick a big old bunch of this in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
You're going to see my face pucker up. Like...
I went back to the citric acid.
Oh.
It's worse than I remembered. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get her to chew it. She's giving me the no way face, but she took it anyways. Just pop that in your mouth for a couple seconds.
All right. Here I go.
Chew it. Chew it. She's crying. She's crying. It's that sour, folks.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I can handle some sour things. I can really, like, warheads were nothing to me as a kid, but this, I've never been privy to, I've never been privy to pure citric acid, which is what makes the warheads sour. It was a mistake to give me this because I have the world's most sour piece of gum in my hand, and it's now going back into my mouth. It's so bad.
Why do you keep putting it in your mouth?
I just want to see if it goes away at any point, and it doesn't. It doesn't go away. If you suck on the warhead for long enough, that flavor goes away. I want to see how long it takes for this. Like Veruca Salt, she was a gum chewer every day of her life.
Yeah.
I love gum. There's been points in time in my life where I had gum every day. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened for a while, though. Could you find yourself... chewing gum as a hobby?
I don't know if I could do it, like, as a hobby. Like, Veruca Salt did, you know. I definitely have had my moments, yeah, when I've had gum every day and stuff like that. I don't really chew gum a lot anymore, but...
I find when I'm dating, I chew gum a lot because, you know, yeah. I want to keep the clean, fresh breath.
Yeah, that's usually when I do it,
too. Want to impress.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you haven't been dating lately.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I haven't bought gum in a while. Ladies, if I've got gum in my pocket, there's a good chance you're getting some. And all I'll say is that. Awesome. All I'll say is that. Mm-hmm. And you know who you are. You have a vagina. This gum is not losing its flavor. The other gum loses its flavor very quickly. So, what I have found is, if you flavor the gum with the things it's intended to taste like, which don't taste like anything they're intended to, it loses its flavor very quickly. If you abuse the system, which has been me every day of my life,
right?
Your gum is sour, it will turn on you, and you'll never get rid of that sour taste. Yeah. Like marriage.
I was just going to say that.
You'll never get rid of that sour taste in your mouth.
Right, right.
No, will I get married in the future? No. No way. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose everything I've worked for. Look at this shithole that I live in now.
Well, I would love to get married again in the future. Preferably.
Not to me.
Somebody who is very wealthy.
Yeah.
And likes to spoil me and buy me things.
Uh-huh.
I really love shoes and, you know... The station wagon, you know, it's really not doing anything for me.
It doesn't run anymore?
Well, you know, that. And the cats have kind of turned it into the litter box.
I'm sorry. I should have never put the kitty litter in the back. I thought that was bad at the time, but then I was like, it's really convenient. We can take the cats everywhere. Yeah. We can take the cats camping. And you said, but they're going to start pissing and shitting in this all the time. And I said, no, just when they're in it. Wrong. I was wrong.
That was the floorboards of a station wagon with cats.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. Well, as far as hobby goes, if we were to have... had a child during our time together, which may be a contributing factor to why we never stayed together. I couldn't father children. But if I could have, would you have A, stayed with me, and then B, made this bubblegum with him or her?
Well, stayed with you, you know, I don't know, Brian. If the cats couldn't keep us together, I'm not sure a kid could have. But I definitely would have made the bubblegum with him, for sure. And I totally would have been down for making it with you as well. Like, you know, making it a family project, even though we're not together.
Yeah, like, Dad's coming over for the weekend. He has no place to stay.
Yeah.
Do you want to make some bubblegum with him?
Exactly. Yeah, one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
For sure.
I see. Yeah. As far as me, I really like that I can make this gum as sour as I want to. If anything, I would have wished they would have replaced this huge bag of confectioner's sugar with a huge bag of citric acid.
Oh, yeah.
It's still sour. It's fucking tearing a hole in my cheek just holding it there. I feel like I would do this again. Actually, if it was just make the sourest gum you can possible, I'd do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But the flavors didn't taste like anything they were supposed to. Huh. They just tasted like some sweet distinction of just sweet, undefined flavor.
Yeah, they really did.
You know, that's not what I'm looking for in my gum. When Zeebits was cheap, but it tasted like black licorice.
And it was supposed to taste like black licorice.
Bingo, you know. Mm-hmm. If this was a bubblegum, sour, crazy, dare your friends to chew this activity kit, I would be like, this was awesome because that was really sour. But it's not.
No.
It. You know how you said this smelled like glue?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
On the back of this lab activity instructions, Elmer's, we are chewing on a cow.
Oh.
On its hooves.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Oh, me.
Can you believe that? It really, it was exactly what we said it was. This is what you use to hold up walls. Amazing. I'm going to go ahead and take this out of my mouth now. On that note, knowing this now, I'm pissed off. Why do you proffer us gum and just sell us glue? Glue and sugar. Fuck you, Elmer's. This is totally disheartening.
It is quite discouraging.
To the folks at home, I'm sorry to shock you with that revelation. Don't buy this product. You'll just be chewing on some cow hooves. That being said, I love you guys. Good night. Sweet dreams. Kiss your children for me.
Have a great evening.
That wasn't so bad now, was it? Hey, thank you for joining me today. As always, I really appreciate it. You guys put up with my mental instability and my lack of grasp on anything hobbies. And you tune in. That's amazing in my book, and I thank you for it. I hope your summer gets off to a great start this Memorial weekend, and tune in for another podcast sometime soon. Hopefully this next week I'll get another one up. Who knows? I'm not really punctual sometimes, but have a good night. I hope I've put you to sleep, and if I have some sweet dreams. I'll be thinking about you guys.
Night. James is Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine, and I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we change? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the games that we know end in tears, the games we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Breathe in, breathe in.